Hello, my name is Jessica. You reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. How may I help you?
Jessica, I have a question that I know it's like foreseeing the future. I have a major event coming up in North Alabama.
Okay.
Later on in the year, in May, actually. And I've got to make a decision as to whether or not it's going to go on.
Okay.
Do you have any idea if the Safer at Home is going to be extended past March?
Okay. I don't.
Okay, but I was afraid of that. I was trying to wait to make my decision until after the next statement came out.
Yes, ma'am.
But from what I'm hearing on the news this morning, I'm afraid to have it because I've got people coming from all over the state.
Well, ma'am, if you want, personally, I don't think you should because it's the with the risk that's going on right now. I don't think you should. Right, I don't really think you should.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. I'm leaning more and more to not having it because it'd be 200 people anyway.
Oh, oof.
And they're all elderly.
Oh no, I mean, me personally, I don't think so.
Okay, well, that's where I'm leaning towards, and I don't know whether to keep waiting until the next statement comes out or go ahead and tell them, okay, we're just not going to have it.
Just tell them it's okay that we're not just going to have it just to be safe, ma'am.
Well, that's what I'm leaning more towards. So, well, I appreciate your help. I knew it was like trying to foresee the future, but which nobody can do. But with the new strands coming out and all, it's starting to get scary.
Yes, very.
So. Mm-hmm. And I knew that, you know, I was looking on the website and it gave me this number and I thought, well, I'll just call right quick and see what.
Yeah, I mean, me personally, I wouldn't have it. I wouldn't even risk myself.
Yeah, well, I'm not going out except to go to the grocery store when I absolutely have to. And I've been ordering groceries and go get my mail at the post office.
That is perfect. Yes, yes.
And the doctor, of course. So, well, Jessica, I really appreciate your help, hon, and I'm going to take this into it under advice and I'm probably going to say, look, folks, you know, the way things are going, it's not going to get any better.
Right. And you're just trying to be safe for everybody.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yes.
Okie doke, well, I really appreciate your help.
Yes, and, ma'am. Thank you for calling COVID vaccine appointment line.
I hope you have a good day and things, you know, for all of us will get better soon.
Yes, ma'am. And I hope you stay safe and you be blessed also.
Thank you. Bye-bye.